They rode back to the jail, where the sheriff put the man in a cell. The sheriff, Paul Cooper, wanted information from the man and invited Stan to join for the interrogation. Stan was interested in what the sheriff wanted to know and how he went about getting it from the prisoner. Stan leaned on the wall, watching. "What's your name?" Cooper asked. He got a sneer. "Who hired you?" And the man just repeated the sneer. Every question was met with a nasty grin or a sneer. The man gave no information and appeared to enjoy antagonizing the sheriff. "Sheriff, could I have a word?" Stan quietly said. He had an idea based on his experiences with the Indians. The sheriff came out of the cell block and they walked into the office. The Indians use their knives to get information when the other person doesn't cooperate. I realize it is unusual and perhaps not even legal, but I could encourage his cooperation. It wouldn't be you hurting him, but me." The sheriff looked at the dagger Stan was holding. "How much incentive is needed? We talking big damage or pain and blood?" "Start with pain and blood and work up. Worth a try?" Stan was interested in doing this, having seen it before. Besides, this man had almost killed him. That gave him a bit of permission in his mind.
"Let's try it. He did try to kill you. If anyone asks, this happened before I got there. We'll worry about details later."
The sheriff's smile was not gentle. Stan's face went blank of expression and all but turned to stone. He didn't want to give anything away to the man he was about to interrogate. They returned to the cells, and Stan took off his jacket, holster, revolver, and bowie knife. He handed them to the sheriff and walked into the cell. He uncuffed the man and recuffed him to the cell bars, using a second set of handcuffs for the other hand.
"If my memory is correct, and it usually is, the sheriff asked your name. What is it?"
"And you sneer at me, and you'll regret it," Stan said quietly. He got the sneer. Stan brought the dagger up to the man's right hand and slowly inserted the point under the nail of the thumb, getting a scream. Stan stopped.
"Your name?"
Nothing was said. Stan pushed the blade further. The screaming restarted. "Last time. If you don't answer me now, you'll lose the thumb. Not the nail. The whole thumb. Then try to hold that Henry." Stan's voice had dropped to a quiet, hard tone.
"Go to hell!"
the man shouted at Stan, who took the dagger, removed it from under the nail, turned to the sheriff, and took the bowie out of the sheath. He pulled the thumb out away from the hand and sliced into the muscle and joint, coming away with the whole thumb in his hand.